Hi, this is Deborah Wong with more on the Seattle City Council races. There are four incumbents running for re-election to the City Council, but you have to make a decision on only two of those races during this primary election because two of the races have three candidates running in them, and only two candidates can advance beyond the primary to the general election. In City Council position number two, longtime incumbent Richard Conlon is being challenged by Socialist Alternative Party candidate Kshama Sawant and Amazon manager Brian Carver. We spoke with Brian Carver about why he wants to run for City Council.
I'm running for City Council because I've just seen that our council needs to be leading more in a lot of areas that we're all passionate about here in Seattle, especially as I get out more and talk to voters. I'm finding people aren't happy with the progress we've made on transportation. They're not happy with the investments we're making in education. And of course, education, you can say, well, what can we do from council? I think there are things we can do. We've, of course, got the Families in Education levy. It's good that that fund has been doubled, but we can do more in early learning in particular. So those are some of the things that I'm going to be working on.
Why are you challenging Richard Conlon in particular?
Yeah, I think that in general, there's a couple of things that I haven't agreed with in recent history. One of those is that he was the sole vote against the paid sick leave legislation, which actually helped thousands of workers get paid sick leave that didn't have that benefit earlier. And, you know, there's always room to improve on legislation, but this was a good measure, very widely supported by labor and business. So I didn't see a good, valid reason to vote against that. Other things have to do with his position on the rezoning with South Lake Union. He was advocating that we should just be investing whatever income we get to spend on low-income housing wherever it's most cost effective. And I don't think that balances other priorities we may have as a city, potentially to drive mixed income neighborhoods so that people can live where they work. Because there's a lot of jobs being created in places like South Lake Union, but the availability of housing there is pretty scarce for anybody who is making a living wage job or lower wage jobs. And so I think we need to kind of balance those priorities instead of having all low income housing in certain parts of the neighborhood. Spread those across the city, have more equitable distribution of public investment and infrastructure, and then easier access to jobs. And also, he's been on the council for 16 years, and a lot of the challenges that I'm talking about aren't new. You know, transportation, he could have done a lot more to lead in that area when he was elected into the council. But, you know, he's maybe doing some things in the last couple of years, but I don't think it's enough, and I don't think it's fast enough. You know, education, he hasn't really taken a lead on. And again, that's a big area for Seattle. A lot of families move out of the city because education is better in other cities. And so I think we need to do more.
I just want to follow up on the question of housing in South Lake Union. Are you saying that Richard Conlon did not support enough affordable housing within South Lake Union? Or what's your contention there?
Well, I think there's two things. One is he definitely didn't lead in trying to get additional funds for affordable housing. Nick Licata was the lead there. He had the most aggressive plan. And, you know, Mike O'Brien came in with a plan that was eventually adopted that I think struck a decent balance. But Richard Conlon wasn't anywhere really in that conversation about leading to advocate for more income for affordable housing. That's one thing. And then two is, in terms of how do we spend that the money, it was just spend it wherever we can get the most number of housing units. And I understand cost is a huge component in deciding where do we invest. But if you if it ends up costing 20, 30, 40% more to build low-income housing units in South Lake Union, I think that's worth considering given the other benefits of having mixed-income neighborhoods.
So you work in South Lake Union. You work for the largest company in South Lake Union. Companies in South Lake Union were very critical of some of those housing measures because they felt that it would hurt development in that area because it would cost too much to develop.
Well, I mean, I'm not, of course, speaking on behalf of Amazon in any way, but I don't think that we are going to, or that the company is going to stop expanding its campus in South Lake Union as a result of a fairly minor incremental cost from the development there.
Okay. I'm curious about your being from Amazon. Mm-hmm. Are you the first Amazon employee, current Amazon employee, who to run for office?
I don't think I am. I know one other person that did run for I think a state legislative position last year. But I don't think there's very much political activity coming out of Amazon in general, I think, to your broader point.
Well, that's so, it seems like a company that keeps a pretty low profile. So is that to be expected? That is it not encouraged, or is there not a culture?
Well, in general, at Amazon, we're very heads down on delivering products and features that our customers are going to love, which I think we do a great job of. But I also know there's a lot of people there that are quite civically active, whether it's community volunteerism or other things. They are involved in the community, but not maybe necessarily organized as a part of Amazon coming out into the communities and doing something, if that makes sense.
You've done a lot of volunteer work, but how much experience do you have in the political realm?
Yeah, it's definitely a new job, right? I'm applying for a new job, and it's a very different field for sure. But I think that what I have a track record for is learning about a new space very quickly. For example, joining Amazon, I really knew nothing about product development or software or anything like that. But they hired me on my potential, and I think that I've proven that that was a good decision for them. I've moved up pretty well and been recognized for a lot of good work. And I think getting into city council is going to be, I'm learning now a ton on the campaign trail, just getting out and meeting people and doing a lot of research about what's happening in the city and what are the things that are most important that we need to be driving as kind of that next step. As I move into office, that'll continue. I mean, it's going to be a huge learning curve up front, but I won't be the first one. I mean, Mike O'Brien, I think, has done a great job, in his 4 years, kind of ramping up into the space. He had a little more maybe direct experience coming in. Sally Bagshaw, I think, has also done a great job in the past 4 years. And so there's a precedence for people coming in that are relatively new to politics. And I think that the point here is, can I come in and lead on things that are important? Can I connect with our people to know what's most important in the city and then move some of those things forward? Choose a couple of the things that we feel are most important and move forward on those issues.
You've been involved with the Democratic Party at the local level, have you not?
Definitely, yeah. So I've done a lot of organizing with the Democratic Party. I was the chair for the King County Democrats Voter Outreach Committee. I'm a PCO in the 43rd. And I've done a lot of voter registration, seen kind of how things move through some of those processes.
What would you say is your top priority?
So number one is education for me. I think that we look at our city, we are attracting a lot of great new talent to the city from outside of the city for companies like Amazon. But we have a big gap in being able to hire people from Seattle. For a lot of the new jobs that are being created. So we've got to do something different. And one of the things that I think we can do is to fund early learning so that we have kids in all neighborhoods. They're ready to learn when they enter our public schools, at least. So I'll be working to see what we can do to expand on those programs.
Why not run for school board then? Why city council?
Yeah, I think that the school board definitely has a huge role to play in education. But while that may be my priority on council, is not the only thing that I'm passionate about and that I think we need to move more on. The other things that I talked about, transportation, housing, we have a lot of work in the environment to do. There's a lot of things going on in Seattle that I'm wanting to work on. So,
how closely do you follow what goes on in the city council? Do you go to their meetings? Do you watch them on TV?
I watch their briefings. I typically don't go to their meetings just because they're often during the day and it's hard to get out at Amazon. But I'm familiar with what's in front of them and how they're ruling on different things.
What is it that most disappoints you about the city council?
Well, let's just take one example with transportation, for example. I think that it's extremely important that we work with state, county, Sound Transit to build a plan, a regional plan, and get funding for that and to move forward. But that process has taken way too long. And a lot of the projects that we want to do to expand, in particular, mass transit in Seattle are in the city. So I think that we haven't done enough to say, well, okay, we're going to do all these regional things, but then we're also going to build these things within Seattle without kind of being burdened down by the larger processes. So, and the council just, I don't think that they've led in trying to figure out how can we expedite transportation growth here in Seattle.
Do you consider yourself to the left of Richard Conlon or more progressive than
him? Definitely.
But then you have another candidate who is to pretty much the far left, yeah. Shama Sawant.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, Shama Sawant, I haven't followed her campaign extremely closely, but, you know, a couple of the things that she's proposing are similar to what the, you know, General Democratic Party has been proposing. And some of them may go a little bit further than that, you know. And I think that in general, people are looking for progress and leadership, but they also want to know that somebody's going to come in with a collaborative style to get things done. And a lot of the things that she talks about are maybe not as indicative of that collaboration. You know, organizing by mass organization and movement is good. It should be a part of any democracy, but it's not the only way to get legislation moved through, and it may prove to be more cumbersome than otherwise. So,
what's your sense of the relationship between the council and the mayor right now? You've talked about your disappointments with the council, but what about that dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a big issue, especially with the mayor race going on right now. It's disappointing. To me, to see that there's so much, it seems to me a lot of posturing as opposed to working to see how we can make progress. And again, it's just, I think, indicative of how, why we haven't gotten more done in Seattle, right? I mean, this is a very progressive city. The people in Seattle want to have a world-class city. They want to have a transportation system that gets them around, you know, without driving a car. Definitely they want that. They want to have great education, great schools. But we're not getting a lot of those things because our government isn't delivering. They're not working together to get things done. And, you know, I think, you know, I don't think you can blame the council, any particular one member of the council or the mayor necessarily for all of that. These things aren't new to Mike McGinn. And I just think that we need more collaboration and more results focus within our government. And again, I think that's something I bring from Amazon is we're extremely results oriented there. And I hope to bring that to the council.
That was Brian Carver, who is a candidate for Seattle City Council. He's challenging incumbent Richard Conlon in position 2. You can hear more interviews of the candidates on our website, kuow.org. Search elections. For 94.9 KUOW, I'm Deborah Wong.